Mad Myers Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I guess I'm starting to catch up, or rather I'm starting to fall behind again, because all the podcasts that are in the Dog Days of Podcasting feed are kind of overwhelming my normal podcast listening schedule. Maybe falling behind again. I think I need another weekend so I can catch up. Yeah, that's what I need. Another weekend in the middle of the week would be good, I guess. But anyway, let's see. I remember Chuck had said something this past day or two about trying to catch up with responses to all the other podcasts and how he doesn't have time. And since I know he's using Audioboo. And so you just treat it like voicemail. When you get cut off at the 3-minute mark, you just start another one and keep on going. And then it'll get populated to the feed, and eventually you'll catch up that way. That might be the easiest solution for him. No need to, space it out day after day. Just record them and we'll mainline it like we do with Netflix. Anyway, what else was I going to talk about? I think I finally started to maybe bite off more than I can chew. I think I'm scheduling myself with too many things. Tonight I was at a mini Maker Faire planning meeting. It's been in the works, the Honolulu Mini Maker Faire. It's been talked about for, since February, and there have been monthly planning meetings since then. Except it's gotten a little bit more serious because we kind of settled on a date where we want to have it on October 26th. That's only about 2.5 months from now. So crunch time is starting to approach and people are starting to take it more seriously now. So it looks like there might be more effort expected out of the volunteers. And I have my Toastmasters thing going on right now. I also went to a Toastmasters meeting today where I inducted the club officers. That was a good club. It's a state government, not sponsored club, but it's all state government workers who happen to work in different departments, but pretty close to one another geographically. And the Transportation Toastmasters inducted their officers, and I definitely ran into a few other Toastmasters, but I think I ran into a old co-worker of my dad's. He said to say hi from him. I gotta remember to pass that message along now. Let's see. Oh yeah, biting off more than I can chew. And then there's still a photography meetup group where we're trying to plan something out. I know there's supposed to be at least one more shoot coming up before I leave for Dragon Con. What else do I have on my plate? Oh yeah, my regular day job. Not exactly sure how many things are going on with my day job. I've got a list for that, so I don't have to think about it. I guess I should probably mention that. I used to use Nosby to track my stuff using the Getting Things Done methodology. Nosby.com had a very, very specialized task manager system that was basically doing the Getting Things Done system, and it was doing it very well. I just decided it wasn't quite the right fit for me. Basically, they couldn't write a mobile app to save their life. And so I was just more or less stuck with using their web app, and trying to run that on a mobile phone browser was really, really painful. So now I'm using the Basecamp personal projects, where it's turns out to be a lot cheaper as long as you stick with the single project and use it for everything. It's like $25 one-time fee for a single Basecamp project and a personal project. And I figure I can load that up with all my Getting Things Done notes and tasks, and just use that one project for pretty much everything that goes on in my life that's not part of my employer's work. And it's been working pretty well for me so far. I haven't had anything too complicated to plan out. With all the things going on, you'd think I'd have something more complicated to plan out. But I think I may just discontinue my Nosby subscription and do the Basecamp thing from here on out. But anyway, I think I've rambled on for long enough. I'll talk to you tomorrow.